This is Between the Lines, WMUK's weekly look at books and writers. I'm Zinta Astars. Denise Miller is a Kalamazoo Valley Community College instructor, an artist, a poet, a professional chef, and a community activist. She is also co-founder, along with Michelle Johnson, of FIRE, an arts and culture nonprofit in Kalamazoo. In her new poetry collection, Core, Miller has incorporated true stories of American sharecroppers of the Great Migration as they journeyed north. Part of the collection also comes from oral histories that Michelle Johnson has recently collected. Miller begins by reading from Core.
Floors and fittings. This is the house built on flat of scrap white pine and sycamore. Family floored with chisel, chainsaw, hammer. They faced the flat of walls, lime-plastered and plugged of breath, by sand and water, too wet to bet the mortgage on. This is the house built on sweat of potsherd women, whole as wood thinnings, and yet they rolled the bones of great, grand, and mother, fashioned tongues as door, with chisel, chainsaw, hammer. They bet the rent on love lack, and lack of love is what their whetstone bent into its fittings. Then straw to broom they jumped from heart to floor. This is the house built with muddied good intentions, dried to vowel-stopped breath, and yet, and yet, and yet, they bet, with chisel, chainsaw, hammer. So send a postcard just to the west of I do, and yes, and there will be the house built with chisel, chainsaw, and hammer.
So I'm talking here today with Denise Miller and Michelle Johnson. Denise, I'll start with you first because we're talking also about Core, a full-length poetry collection that you just had come out with Willow Books. So you're an instructor, an artist, a poet, a community activist, a chef. Is poetry another form of your activism?
Absolutely. I think that I started writing poetry when I was fairly young. Actually, my first art was visual art. But then I started writing poetry as well. And it's been a way for me to, I kind of call it my medicine. Mm-hmm. It's been a way for me to transform what things I take in, what things I feel like people in the world are taking in, and kind of take that in, transform it, I hope. That sounds pretty lofty, but I hope. And then put it back out there in ways that hopefully it helps to shift individuals, my own internal self, and in some cases, I hope communities. Well, in every case, I hope communities. And that's kind of the purpose of what I do.
And the community probably knows both of you well as co-founders of FIRE. Mm-hmm. But at one point, you went, you had a vegetarian and vegan restaurant mm-hmm. called Fuel here. But then you went to Chicago for a while. And I understand that's where the book started taking shape. Tell us about that journey.
Well, it was a really interesting journey. One of the things that happened in terms of my activism, another piece of that is food activism and accessibility. And that kind of started really with Michelle exposing me to being vegetarian and alternative ways of eating as social justice, not just about health, but about the equality of all living beings. And so that was really important. And so as a component of that work, we started Fuel as a vegetarian, vegan, and raw food restaurant. And it was a really wonderful experience. So wonderful, in fact, that I got offered a restaurant in Chicago with the same sort of social justice bent. I decided initially to try to do both here, and I continued to teach and do Chicago. And ultimately what happened when I decided to go there is I turned down the deal. It wasn't the best fit for me and my own sense of grassroots community work. And so what I decided to do, though, was stay there. I had a wonderful place a block off the lake, and I've been realizing that teaching and food and nonprofit work wasn't allowing me to finish my own art. And one of the things that we did when we started FIRE was we wanted a place where people could live their authentic selves and mm-hmm. be sustained by that, and realized I wasn't completely doing that. So I stayed and decided to finish this manuscript that I'd been working since my sabbatical in 2006.
This is Between the Lines on WMUK. I'm Zinta Astars. I'm speaking with Denise Miller and Michelle Johnson about Miller's poetry collection, Core. Johnson explains how her work of collecting oral histories for a project called Community Spaces became incorporated into Miller's poetry.
The Community Spaces Project, the Community Spaces of the Industrious, which is based in Saginaw, actually was birthed when I returned back from the University of Wisconsin in Milwaukee after my first job in the English department there, and was really prompted to continue what I'd done with my dissertation. I had a very strong emphasis on adding the voices of the folks that were continuing to live, talking about their relationship with the natural world. These were their Black folks. But also during my dissertation, I drew very heavily from the WPA narrative. Narratives, the voices of people who had been formerly enslaved, collected in the 1930s. So I've been involved in incorporating voices of folks that are oftentimes marginalized when we tell stories for a really long time. And in my various collaborations with Denise, I revealed to her this 300, 400 page document of Latinos and Black folks in Saginaw, pretty much up to the 1990s, but starting especially in the 1930s. So talking with folks that had worked in the automobile plants there in Saginaw is kind of the culmination, at least at that point, of kind of poetry and oral testimony in both of our trajectories.
And Denise, then how did you combine this?
The whole process of me doing persona poetry probably started maybe in 2002.
And why don't you explain, just in case
Absolutely.
People don't know, what is persona poetry?
Poetry in the voices of other people. So one of my favorite poets that I ran across a long time ago that was an inspiration for me was A.I. She's since passed away, but really wonderful books. And she started tackling some stories, very difficult stories of famous people, infamous, really, right? Mm. Her books are called Sin, Envy, Greed, you know. And so she really tackled some hard subjects. And so when I first started to try to figure out really how to tackle my own growing up and the stories, I mean, we all sort of have to make sense of our families and relationships. And when we're kids, we wonder about the choices grown folks make. And when we're grown folks, we wonder about the choices we make. And so this was a process of me kind of figuring out those stories. And so when the grownups would talk to me, I would start to sort of think, okay, how can I translate this as an adult into how can relationships work for me? What do I take from what I grew up with and what do I leave behind? And so this was a part of that process. So I started writing poems about my great-grandmother, who was one of the people that raised me, and taking slips of stories that she told me and really wanting to retell them in her voice, because I think people need to know who she is. And then my father, who's a really wonderful, amazing man, who's very much still with us, who is a coal miner. I also wanted to tell some of the stories that he was telling me about growing up in rural Ohio, which is where I grew up. And Michelle actually did an oral interview with him as well. So he gave his oral testimony, and some of those poems are in the book.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Between the Lines, our weekly look at books and writers. I've been speaking with Denise Miller and Michelle Johnson about Miller's new poetry collection, Core. Visit WMUK.org to hear our complete interview. Join us every Tuesday at this time for Between the Lines. Thanks for listening.